Jensi Bui is known for creating wearable art. The designer, who started off over a decade ago, has over the years customized clothing for a number of well-known individuals, including rap group Migos and local radio personality Unato, also collaborating with multiple household brands such as Ibatu and the TFG Group. Now, Gent joins us on the show this afternoon. Gent, turning art into a business, interesting concept.
Hi, how are you?
Great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it is quite interesting. I mean, it started about, 12 years ago with a friend of mine from Barbados. He was doing airbrushing, and he got me introduced into the whole painting on shirts and shoes business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
and
that's how it started.
Why customizations? Because many would think that there's more money when you mass-produce your artwork.
Look, we do mass produce, but the thing is, every company can have stationery, but the stationery only stops at caps, shirts, mugs and stuff like that, and rulers and pens, but they cannot do the shoes. Mm. So that's where we come in. Yeah, painting shoes is something that's very niche, unless you have the machinery, but we hardly have those in South Africa and in Africa, to be honest. So we are the machines that actually do the printing on the shoes for companies who do mass produce. So the company will give us about 200, 300, 400 pairs to do. So that was mass production.
Mm. And obviously you started off as one part of Black Faf customizing sneakers, as you mentioned. I would want to understand, at which point do you then decide to diversify, and what was the thought process behind that?
I was with Black Faf in the beginning. I mean, we had a very good run, but obviously there were a few disagreements between us, and we decided, you know what, man, let's just try this thing our separate ways and see how far it goes. Obviously, the contact list became a little bit smaller on both our sides, but because we are good at what we do, we both, became successful at what we're doing. So, it was a very easy decision.
Yeah. So obviously we've seen you move from sneakers into wearable apparel and multiple brand partnerships in the process well. How would those type of collaborations help build your own brand?
So it started off with Superga. They were the first ones to actually give us a notice and let us work in one of their stores. Because what we did in the beginning is we were doing activation in stores and giving people the service for free.
Mm.
So if they bought something in store, they'd basically get a customization for free. And Superga was the first brand to let us do that in front of their stores. And then after that, obviously Converse, they played a very big part in where we are right now.
Mm.
Because they gave us platforms for years, since 2009, I think we've been working with Converse till today. I'm actually in KZN right now. I'm working with Vodacom at the golf tournament Origins. So we're doing that as well. I'm working with Batu with this one. So in collaboration with brands is what we do. I mean, I've got Deloitte as well, Lucky Star, all of these people that I work with. So it really helps when you work with the bigger brands, because that's where the real money is at.
Mm-hmm. And would you say this is the best way then to market your own work, or are there other creative avenues that you can push your brand on, especially with such a niche sort of product?
Look, there's so many artists out there. There's so many artists, but this is not really art. It's a business now.
Mm.
Painting on and drawing on paper and painting on canvas is very different to painting on a shoe. A shoe belongs to somebody. They spent a lot of money on it, so they have to like what you do. Otherwise, you're going to have to reimburse the client, and you don't really want to do that. Yeah, you don't want to do that. So, it works out.
And, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you've mentioned quite a couple of partnerships, Converse, Vodacom. Yeah. But which partnership would you say stands out for you the most, and what and why?
I would definitely say Converse, because they've been so loyal to us, and they've been giving us business and getting us the notice that we need for so long. And look, they don't shortchange us. They do give us what we deserve, and obviously it gets – the more we work with them, the more they realize that, okay, we need these guys more, and they do actually pay us more. So right now, compared to when we started in 2009, it's a very different ballgame. just from our arts and to the payment to the business side of it, it's changed so much. It's really upgraded. There are so many artists that are coming out now. They can see that actually we can make money off of this, actually make a living, because you don't really have to have an education to do this. You just have to have your skill and the knowledge to know that you can actually sell something to somebody through your hands. Okay. So, yeah, Converse, I would say, was the best one.
And just out of interest, currently as a business, are you strictly focused on the partnerships with the bigger brands, or are you still catering to individuals out there?
Look, I love the individual work. Like, I'll never get away from that, because those are the people that, you know, they are your bread and butter, basically. I mean, the business, the big corporates only come like once in a while. So you have to wait it out. Like, you can wait for 2 months without a proper job. And those individual clients are the ones that really get you by to the next big corporate event that you are involved in. So I would never forget the private clients, the ones and twos that you get every now and then. They really have a lot. Mm-hmm. They really do.
So
really. What's
next for Gent?
look, I really do want to start a workshop and just get to talking, go to the rural areas, the less fortunate areas, and just talk to the kids, man, because I believe that there's so many people who are very skilled with their hands when it comes to drawing and painting, but they don't know what to do with it. I mean, we've seen a lot of artworks on the street that go for about 250 rand, whereas if they were in a gallery, they'd go for about 15,000-20,000 rand. So it's just all about how you package your artwork. And I would like to just have a workshop, a free workshop, where I talk to the people, like the kids, and tell them how they can utilize their skills and actually make money and a living off of basically their hands and their skills. So I would like to do a few workshops from next year. I think I'm going to get into that, yeah.
And for those brands possibly who may want to partner with you, or for those individuals who are interested in seeing some of your work and possibly getting their own customized piece, how can they get hold of you?
So I am on Instagram. All of my work is on Instagram. I'm mostly based on Instagram at Customize, CustomIze _ME for me, and then _Gent, my name. So Customize Me Gent. I'm very available there, and I do respond to all the DMs that I receive. So if you want to get in touch, anybody who's looking to get into the business or the line of work that I'm in, can always hit me up. I mean, I'm very flexible. I do respond. I'm not uptight. And yeah, I'm always willing to help. I'm always willing, because I do understand that it takes a lot for people to trust you with their product. I mean, if somebody buys a 2,000 rand shoe, it's very hard to give it to somebody and say, just put paint on it. So yeah, let's build that trust, build the skill, and build the know-how of selling your skill.
Thank you so much, Jane, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are the best.
And that was artist, designer, and customization expert, Jen Sibui, just talking about his entrepreneurial journey and his latest collaborations when it comes to doing some customized pieces, whether it be shoes or wearable apparel. And if you are looking to see some of Jen's work, it is at Customize with a Z _me_gent on Instagram. It is Taking Care of Business. You're listening to Rise FM.